This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
What do you want to know?
Well, tell us about your personality. What do you do? Anything.
What you like. Personality-wise, I'm really open-minded. I'm a bit crazy sometimes. You'll get used to that. I like to paint. I like to write music, play instruments, fix cars. And yeah, that's pretty much all I do, really.
You've got the whole tie thing going on. You're all so formal.
Yeah, well, I didn't have any time to change before I came in. From school, so
fair enough.
Well, the tie's not school regulation, but I don't give a shit.
So, what was I gonna say? So, what do you like to do? Like interests, hobbies?
Write music and fix cars. Yeah,
okay. Fix cars. You're a car person.
Very much so. Yeah. I've got three of my own classic cars. Yeah.
Are you involved with the Taranaki community a lot?
Yes and no. Only certain parts of it. Like car clubs, Taranaki LGBTQ. That's pretty much it, actually.
So, what is your sex?
As in?
Gender card.
I'm a male.
Male?
What is your gender identity?
I'm gay.
No, it's your sexuality.
Sexuality, yes. Gay.
Gay.
Gender identity is also male.
It's also male.
Yeah. Everything male.
And what culture are you, or ethnicity?
New Zealand European.
So you're a gay male. When did you realise?
I knew I was bi since 2009, and I've only just realised that I'm gay at the end of last year.
How did you feel when you felt that you were attracted to the same gender
or sex?
I was surprised, actually, because my parents brought me up strictly Christian, all that sort of crap, but I don't really believe in all that sort of stuff, so I'm quite out of the norm.
You're very, like, strictly, I don't care about spirituality or just religious kind of thing.
Pretty much,
I'm me, blah, blah, blah,
kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So you're quite shocked about this. I was like, that's new. No, I could go this way. This is different. I like it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you had to? Did you feel like you had to keep it secret from people?
At first, yes. Because at the start, all my friends, I knew no gay people or bi people, and because my school is so small, everyone knows me so well, and they would be shocked to know if I was gay or like that. So I didn't want to tell them as sudden. As I could have.
Are you actually out at the moment, or
completely?
Yep.
Raging homosexual.
Just look at my tie.
You got the whole pink tie going. Yeah, the green beanie, the shirt, the pants. When did you come out?
At the start of last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Who did you come out to first?
First I came out to my best friend, and then I came out to a couple of my teachers who I like a lot, like the family, pretty much.
Yeah, the close teachers, and then did you come out to your family after that?
Funny enough, my family was the last people I let know.
Was it when you told your friends? Are you at school with your friends at the same friends or stuff like that?
Yep.
that they started telling everybody, or they kept it to themselves?
The ones I told to keep to themselves, they did, which is good.
But the others?
They just didn't really mind. They didn't really care who knew or whatever.
So it didn't actually spread like wildfire.
No.
End of the day.
Surprisingly not in a small school.
Yeah. That's actually quite shocking, really.
Yeah.
Because you'll think that by the end of the day, everybody will know.
Pretty much. Mm. I thought that too.
But it didn't happen?
It didn't happen, no. I was very surprised.
Did you ever think in a way that that's your way of trying to get everybody to know is to tell someone and get them to tell everybody else?
I thought about that, but that's not how I am. Mm. I have to tell everyone by myself.
Mm. Yeah. So, what is it like being in the group that you're in right now?
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
All these people, they're pretty much family now. Mm. I've known them for a pretty short time, and we're just a close-knit group, really. Mm. It's really good.
So, are they quite involved with the Taranaki community?
Yep, I'd say so.
Try to be, at least.
Yeah.
So, what were the main reactions you got on when you were coming out?
From my teachers, they were surprised, but they were good about it. And friends, pretty much the same. And parents, I don't know, because I didn't stick around that long.
Are you not living with your parents now?
I am now, but when I told them, I ran away for a couple of weeks, just to let things
settle,
yeah. And let them come to terms with it.
Yeah. Did you stay with a friend?
I stayed with lots of friends.
Oh, just moving from house to house.
Yeah.
And all their parents... did their parents know, or...?
Some of them did. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure a couple of them did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, they probably know now, but yeah.
So, it was like going from house to house. Was it a bit difficult for you doing that, or...?
No, it was really easy.
Oh, this casually turn up...
Pretty much, yeah.
Hi, yeah, I'm his friend, yeah. Can I stay? I can? Awesome. What am I doing here? Long story.
Very long, yeah.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about after telling everybody and stuff?
I feel really great, actually. No more hiding who I am. I can be me, finally.
How did you feel at the time?
Really, really nervous.
Very scared.
Very scared, yeah.
Unpredictable environment kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, did you have support that helped you with... you probably did have support, otherwise you wouldn't be going from house to house to staying.
Yeah, I had my friends and a couple of teachers and my counsellor.
When did you start joining the LGBT group?
Pretty much since it first began.
When was that?
February, I think.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, so... Oh, brand new!
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So, it's, being a new group, it's still coming to terms with the... still coming into the community, in a way. And coming out to the community! It's like a little child.
Yeah.
Yeah? So you love it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So, have you been in a relationship before?
I've been in a few.
You've been in a few?
Yeah. I've just come out of one.
So, being all out, has that ever affected your relationship, being extremely out? being extremely out, has that ever affected your relationship?
No.
Has your relationships, your partners, were they out as well?
Most of them were, but one guy, he wasn't.
So, was it slightly hard to do, hanging out?
It was. In fact, that's why I ended it, because I couldn't have him living a lie, have both of us living a lie.
Yeah, without, was it PA, public affection?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you like, do you like doing public affection?
Depends where I am.
I mean, there's levels. Not extremely.
No.
Yeah. Like, walking down the street holding hands, that's fine with me. But like in a public restaurant or something like that, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah. Going to a movie theatre.
Oh, movie theatre's alright.
don't elaborate.
Oh, right.
So how do you meet other people in the community?
Mainly through the group?
Yep, and I just walk out the door and just say hi to random people. And it's,
yeah. Hi, I'm gay. You are too? Wow.
Yeah, it's always a bonus.
Yeah.
You hope. Yeah. So what's the big hangout place in Taranaki for LGBT people?
Yeah.
At Wave?
Yep, at Wave.
Downstairs Wave?
Downstairs, yeah. The basement.
Don't say that! Yeah, we have this place called The Basement in Auckland. That's
I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Don't make it sound like that here.
No, it's nothing like that here.
No. Yeah, like tea and coffee and studio.
Yeah, it's in a rec room.
In a rec room. Yeah.
So, what is your definition in virginity?
Never had sex.
No, I don't. I'm not asking you. Are you a virgin?
But no, is that your definition?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think
virginity? Someone who's never had sex. Someone who's never had a relationship, or anything.
Do you think there are different types of virginity?
Yeah, because that's just my view of it. There's plenty of other views of it. So, yeah,
that's just your opinion in specific type way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever received abusive behaviour or abuse because of your sexuality or gender identity?
I have, yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
Around school, some of the people, they don't like gays at all, so they always putting me down, calling me a fag and all that. But I just turn the other cheek and walk off.
Have you ever seen a school counsellor?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, have they been quite good with sexuality or talking to you and stuff?
Yeah, they've been really good with it.
I know that there's a lot of school counsellors that aren't actually very supportive. So, and it's a good key issue that we need to touch on in New Zealand is to make sure that everybody's equal, especially with school counsellors. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So he's being all good and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Does he know about the group?
Yes, actually. He's the one who told me about it.
He's the one that told you about it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's well, good.
He told me about it, then I went to a different counsellor, then they said that there was a group starting up, and so I went second week.
So people are starting to get to know about the group and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see that everybody's so close in your group and community in a way.
Yeah.
Is it because it's a small community in general, or?
I think that is a main factor of it. But it's just because they're such good people that it's so close. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the interview.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.